Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Welcome and thanks for listening. This segment of the show is brought to you by Olive Crest and features Larry Bell. Larry is a developer of some very interesting leading edge financial tools. I've known him to be an innovator for many, many years, and Larry's an attorney. He has more initials after his name than in his name, so you know he knows what he's talking about. Larry, welcome to the show.
Bill, thank you very much for inviting me. I look forward to our conversations today.
Well, me too, because we've been talking about quite a few different very innovative tools that you've developed. But before we get into any of those, let's talk about you a little bit, Larry. Tell our audience a little bit about your professional and personal background.
I'm a native-born Washingtonian, and by that I mean Washington, D.C. I've been in private practice for over 25 years. Along the way, I received my master's degree in taxation, and I was appointed to the Forum for the Ethical Practice of Tax Administration, representing the state of Maryland. Throughout my legal career, I'm 11-0 for wins for taxpayers in representation matters. I have received currently a number of business method patents that address underfunded pensions, OPEB liabilities, deferred compensation, and disability benefits. I've also spoken and written nationally on these subject matters over the years. This is what keeps me busy, and I look forward to getting into some of these tools with you today.
Well, on behalf of taxpayers everywhere, thank you for all the fights and all the wins. I'm sure there were some very important issues involved in each of those. So, Larry, let me read off something. After your name, Lawrence L. Bell, you're a JD. That's an attorney, right?
Yes.
LTM, what is that designated?
That's actually a master's degree in taxation. That is not lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise. That was the designation that Georgetown University provided in 1978 and 1979.
Okay. You're a CLU, which means you have utmost experience in working with insurance-related type of matters and solving problems that they address. CHFC, which is Chartered Financial Consultant. CFP, which is Certified Financial Planner. And AEP. Tell us what AEP means.
That's an accredited estate planner. Over my career, I worked both in the individual situation for families. I then worked with planning with large, closely held businesses, and then also dealt with international and national businesses. So all of those accreditations were a result of the work that I had done, and I then pivoted and was able to receive those designations.
And I've known you for probably 20 plus years, it seems like now. But tell us what are you doing? What do you do now?
I problem solve. I take my successes and my experiences, sometimes you call them mistakes, and I have been able to build up an orientation with a multidisciplinary approach so that we go into a client situation, we listen to what their needs are, we work with them on their goals, and we assist them together with their other trusted advisors, their attorneys, their accountants, their financial planners, their bankers, insurance professionals, and we assist in the implementation of their program.
As I understand it, you have a number of patents on these programs. Why did you take your problem-solving skills and obtain patents on the programs?
I wanted to have the solutions that I had developed be able to be identified with me, because there are so many other people out there that try to take bits and pieces of good ideas and then bend them to their needs. I wanted to make sure that the process was protected. So by going through the patenting process, which started to be available for solutions in 1998 with the State Street Bank case, and so that we have received actual business method patents for many of the solutions and planning steps that we take.
So you put a lot of thought and effort into developing these solutions and these programs, and you just want to make sure that nobody else is going to come along and tweak it and get it wrong. Is that right?
That's correct.
So what specifically do your tools accomplish, Larry?
Well, our tools can be used in the planning process both for families and companies, and we look at business succession issues. We address buy-sell arrangements. We also get involved with deferred compensation using these tools. And then in a family situation, they assist in the intergenerational transfer of wealth. We're always mindful and have steps in our process so that the asset protection devices are implemented and safeguarding what we've all worked so hard to do. And mindful of this, we're providing these in the most economically efficient way, utilizing actuarial methodologies that have been time-tested and recognized by all of the regulatory agencies.
Now, I know that a lot of these issues that you're addressing, business succession and deferred compensation, intergenerational transfers of wealth and asset protection, there are solutions that are out there now, and they're all key issues for business owners that at least I talk to. So I'm very interested in hearing what twists you have and what ways that you've developed that take care of these things, because there's up to now, it's always been you had to give up something to get a solution. You never found that perfect type of a solution. So before we get into that, are there any kinds of entities that your methods don't apply to?
This was one of the largest problems we had to get our arms around, because generally speaking, with pass-through entities, with partnerships, LLCs, LLPs, you're limited as to the benefits that you can provide. We worked with a team of actuaries and came up with an approach utilizing the present value of the benefits provided over the working life of the employees, brought back in a discount rate to a present value, so that we actually can provide these benefit arrangements, reaching these goals for any type of organization, whether it's for-profit, non-profit, pass-through, regional, national, or actually we are working with international companies, because we comply with, on the regulatory basis, FASB, the Financial Accounting Standards Board, also GASB, Government Accounting Standards Boards, and lastly, the IASB, International Accounting Standards Board.
Well, the first part of that little segment was a mouthful there, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners are just taking for granted that you're a brilliant guy and you've put it all together correctly so that you could use that. But what I think I heard you say there was, it doesn't matter if you're an S corporation, an LLC, an LLP, these solutions that we're going to talk about will work for all of those entities.
Yes.
Okay. And so do they work for all types of employers? What types of employers do you work with typically?
Hopefully profitable employers. Having said that, the for-profit arena, non-profit, all of those can use these tools. This is not a one-size-fits-all, however. We work with the existing advisors to make sure that we are reaching the goals that they want, and we in turn then can also work not just on the employer side, but we can also work with multi-employer plans such as Taft-Hartley plans, union plans, and to that end also with associations and nonprofits, we're also assisting state and local governments that have huge issues that they're trying to assist with their underfunded pensions and OPEB liabilities.
What are the typical steps that you take to assess needs and implement your programs?
It is a collaborative and consultative approach. We sit down, work with the clients and the existing advisors. We determine, working with them, what their goals are. We then look at what the most economically efficient way to help them reach that goal. Two of the most important issues along the way is control and flexibility. With all arrangements, we will always have a plan B so that as some facts change, we can then modify the funding vehicle or the benefit arrangement still in compliance with all regulatory agencies.
So you, first of all, obviously, we all take a look at what are the real needs here, what are the stumbling blocks, what are the entity's goals, and then working with you work with the trusted advisors that represent the firms that you work with as well, I take it.
Absolutely. We're looking to reduce the economic drag of onerous taxes. We're also looking at reducing the transfer costs and then also obtaining guarantees along the way. Nobody likes surprises, so we work with the team to make sure that every step along the way we have flexibility and the employer, the client, has control.
Well, very good stuff. We're talking with Larry Bell. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some specific uses of some of the solutions that Larry has put together. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Welcome back, friends. Just a reminder that we've interviewed dozens of advisors on a wide variety of topics, and you will find all of their interviews and highlights online at ExitCoachRadio.com. And I've been talking with Larry Bell, and before the break, we talked about several of the innovative solutions that Larry has worked with and developed over time. And we're going to talk about one of the problems that we hear about today that's very disturbing, in that there are many companies and government entities that have underfunded pension plans. And Larry, what are you doing to solve these issues?
We have developed an approach that provides the most economically efficient way to create a non-volatile, non-correlated asset. We have taken credit card debt and then matched it with a debt cancellation insurance so that pensions are able to purchase with a multiple starting at about 14 to 1 and then increasing each year thereafter, this asset which will reduce the cost of continuing the benefit for the participants in the plan. This issue is really, we're only seeing the top of the iceberg between state and local governments, the Fortune 500 pensions, and the top 100 Taft-Hartley plans. There's over $1 trillion of shortfall. That's just on the pension side. As you've heard from some of the litigation going on, there's this whole other area that is just starting to surface with underfunded retiree health care, so that number, which is a moving target, is probably even bigger. So we are having some tremendous successes in working with state and local governments, multi-employer plans, and Fortune 500 companies in helping them address this shortfall.
Well, we do know, we hear that these are massive problems out there, and everybody's looking for a solution. How does your solution work?
We have the trustee of the securitized debt portfolio purchase the credit card debt that's about 5 years or older. We match that up with the information from the credit card debt application so that we can obtain debt cancellation insurance. Debt cancellation insurance will blossom if the credit card debtor does not pay their debt off before they pass away. This is a huge program that helps the stakeholders, and that is the elected officials or officers in the company. It also assists with the financial advisors, internal and external, and the participants in the plan, together with bond rating agencies and the stockholders or tax holders in the organization.
So to go back a step, so a pension consists of dollars, cash that can buy different types of assets. And so what I think I heard you say is that one of those assets we're now going to buy is credit card debt, which you can then buy debt cancellation insurance on as well. And that's the genesis of the beginning of the program.
Yes. And those, because there is currently over $330 billion of qualifying credit card debt, we have forward contracts so that we are bringing them together at the beginning so that when the pension wants to make the investment or the OPEB trust, we have it already bundled in a discrete identifiable arrangement. So if they want to buy $250 million or $500 million or $1 billion of credit card debt, we're able to do that in an economically efficient way. It's prepackaged, and then that asset will be booked by the pension, and in having it booked by the pension, then the employer contribution will be substantially reduced, which then creates a better economic environment for the employer, also for the employees, And then those employees that are participants in the plan have the added protection and comfort knowing that those assets will blossom at the time closest to their retirement so that that money will be there to provide the committed benefit that the employer has agreed to.
So in essence, what I think I hear you saying, Larry, I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here, is that by buying the credit card debt, you're going to be able to reduce the amount of contributions that have to go into the plan because you can secure that debt. Did I get that right?
You're absolutely correct. And because it's based on the revenue stream that will be generated, this figure is an observable input. So for purposes of all accounting testing, whether it's FASB, GASB, or IASB, this is a known amount, and that amount will be booked. It means that the financial advisors, internal and external, aren't going to be scratching their heads wondering what the value of the asset is. It's not like some private equity type deals. There are observable inputs, and so at the beginning of the year, the end of the year, each year, the financial advisors, internal and external, will be aware of what the value of that asset is. It is a non-correlated asset, so regardless of what happens to the stock market, that figure stays put.
So what's the smallest size asset that you would look at for this type of a strategy in terms of a pension plan?
We have found that if we have a shortfall of $50 million or more, this becomes a particularly attractive approach. We can ratchet it down to as low as 10. However, some of the fixed costs in the situation do not change, so it becomes a little more expensive to implement.
Well, Larry, it's fascinating concept. If someone out there was listening and said, boy, we really need to talk to Larry about this and find out if this will work for us, can they get some kind of an analysis or something like that or discussion with you started?
Yes, thank you. Well, we're always available. My email address is larrybell@theuniquesolution.com, and my phone number is 240-604-6945.
Well, Larry, you've really enlightened us to a difficult problem out there today, and I hope our listeners have found it very interesting. I know I have. Thanks very much for coming on to the show, and we'll have you on again to talk about another solution at some other time in the future.
Thank you, Bill.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the show for age 50-plus business owners. We're interviewing over 250 professional advisors for their tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new 20-minute interviews and 1-minute highlights every day at ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.